The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday! Oh, is it? Congratulations, we have made it! Self-high fives all the way around. We got plenty of great stuff that we're going to be addressing this afternoon. We'll tell you, we've got my favorite economist, Dr. Dave Bratt, joining us at 3:35, and hopefully the good doctor is going to be able to help the rest of us who are not economists understand what this latest jobs report really means. I don't fully understand. And why, if in fact the jobs are what they are, why will Jerome Powell, the Fed boss, not lower those interest rates? That seems to be an issue here. But I also think that it really is all about the fact that Jerome Powell just hates Donald Trump. And he's doing everything possible to torpedo the president, which is disgusting, but I mean, I guess it is what it is. But anyway, the good doctor, Dave Brown, will be with us. We'll talk a little bit about that. My dear friend, Stan Andruski, who during the week you will find at Certified Auto Repair or Arts Automotive Service. And remind you that Certified Auto Repair is in the running for Best of Richmond, yeah, best auto repair shop in all of Central Virginia. So that's good. Yeah. I don't know. I voted. I'm hoping you voted. If you didn't vote, let me remind you. This is the last day on the air. I will be annoying you about this. Okay, it happens every year, right around now, and every year, we're very fortunate to have had the Jeff Katz Show make it to the finals, and I would absolutely, positively love to win again. I really do. I would like to have us win again. That would be pretty cool. So, that being said, here's what I'm going to need you to do, and this will be the last day, and I will be over the top, annoying, pain in the rear end today, and then it will all come to a conclusion. Okay? So, I would need you to text the number 100 to the following phone number, 804-430-5505. Text the number 100. That's 100, just like the birthday coming up for WRBA. We're going to be 100 years old. Pretty cool. So text 100 to this following phone number, 804-430-5505, online. And you can vote once per day each way. So twice you're going to vote for the Jeff Katz Show, or at least I hope you are. Online, it is go.richmond.com/thebest. Then you're going to click on the tab that says entertainment, and then you're going to click on the tab that says best afternoon radio show. I know it's a lot of steps, but I would appreciate the support. Again, go.richmond.com/thebest. Click on the entertainment tab, then click on the tab that says best afternoon radio show, and then you'll see me right there. Not a picture, but you'll see the show listed, and I would appreciate that. Now, I mentioned it was Friday. Certain things happen on Friday. I wear red, R-E-D. Remember, everyone deployed. Started a few years back by a couple of Marine moms just to help all of us remember that we've got great folks serving us and protecting us all over the world, far, far from home. And today is no different. I am wearing a red T-shirt. The laundry fairy was quite cooperative. This is a Stanford University T-shirt. I paid full price for it. This T-shirt, I do believe, cost me $230,000. I mean, a hell of a T-shirt, I get you. But, and they threw in a bachelor's degree for my son. So that was pretty cool, actually. I guess it's a, you know, good value when you crunch those numbers. What else? I got my Peppa Pig hat on, which I got as a gift from my dear friend, Emily Morrissey, my bestie buddy down there in Midlothian, Emily Morrissey, who crafts those beautiful bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. She gifted me a Peppa Pig hat a couple of years ago. Not anybody can have these, by the way. You got to be like on a really select list, a really cool person for Emily to give you a gift like that. But she did. And you know what the best part of it was? Can I share this with you? I hope it doesn't embarrass her. But she gave me the hat, which was great. I mean, I love baseball caps, and I wear baseball caps. Not every day, but I do wear them. And so Fridays, of course, I get my Peppa Pig hat out, thanks to Emily. But when Emily gave me that hat, I got a big hug and a kiss. So that was actually the best part. And you know, here I am, I'm remiss in this. Emily's Bracelets, she's nominated as the best jewelry store in all of Central Virginia. So you can actually text her number. Her number is 261. And you text 261 to the same number, 804-430-5505. Okay, give Emily a vote. And you can do the same thing online when you go to go.richmond.com/the best. I think her category is, I think it's shopping. You click on shopping and it'll have best jewelry store there. So pretty cool stuff. All right, is anybody paying attention to the meltdown that some on the left are having because President Trump has reinstituted the presidential fitness awards? I have been listening and watching and reading some of the over-the-top hyperbole that is coming from the left. They're outraged that President Trump has reinstituted it. Why? Well, according to some of them, this is... it's reminiscent of Nazi Germany, that it's about establishing the Hitler Youth. Really? Oh, good Lord, no. This is about saying to a generation which has spent the bulk of their life inside on devices, pretending to play things, pretending to take part in physical activity, this encourages them now to actually get out of their house and go outside and be active, run and jump and do all that nifty stuff. How can anybody be upset about this is my question. Well, here's what I think part of the problem is, that I want you to reach out to me via our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. We have a generation, maybe even more than a generation, which has said, I don't need to be physically fit. I don't need to be active. I sit here, I am the great indoorsman. As you know, I hate the great outdoors. I see the great outdoors as something I must pass through on the way from the cab to the hotel. But nonetheless, I get it. There's stuff outside. I got it. I mean, I like looking at it. I just don't want to be in it. And my natural physical state is essentially sloth. I am very good at sitting on the couch. I'm very good at doing absolutely nothing. I mean, I really am. But I also understand that in effort to be healthy, or as healthy as I can be, as healthy as you can be, as healthy as our children can be, you've got to be physically active. You have to be able to run a mile. You got to be able to do some sit-ups. You got to do some push-ups. You've got to do some pull-ups. It sounds pretty basic, doesn't it? And what happens now is that young people around the country in schools, starting in elementary school, will have the opportunity to be part of this. And the top 15% will receive the Presidential Physical Fitness Award And if it's like it was in the olden days, you'll get some sort of a patch and some sort of a certificate. I don't know if you're supposed to sew the patch onto, like, gym shorts or something. I mean, I don't know. But, well, all of that being said, it'd still be pretty cool. And I would encourage my kids to participate in it if they are, well, if they were of that age. Now, my boys are older. They're not going to be eligible for this, and that's okay. But if you've got kids, don't you think they need to be active? Right? This is about having a healthy nation. You'll notice it was Secretary of Health and Human Services, Bobby Kennedy, who was there along with all sorts of athletes. My gosh, there were like world-class athletes that showed up for this thing yesterday. Did a great, I mean, it was really pretty impressive if you ask me. I enjoyed watching it. And only in a Trump White House could they get Triple H to do the whole water bottle spitting water entrance thing. But they did. They got him to do it. If you haven't seen it, I know Jeremy tracked it down for me to show it to me. It's out there, and you should check it down. Track it down and check it out. I think you'll get a kick out of it. I really do. I think you'll get a kick out of it. I want the kids to be healthy. And here's what Bobby Kennedy has said all along. Right? He's the MAHA guy. Make America healthy again. We've got a huge amount of children who are clinically obese. That's a fact. We have a boatload of kids who have never run 50 feet, let alone a mile. And take a look at standards. I'm tied in a little bit to law enforcement. When I was trying to become a cop 1,000 years ago, you had to run a mile. Now it's a mile and a half. And I don't know. I don't know that I could run a mile and a half right now, but I know that if I wanted to be an active law enforcement officer again.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
I would have to run a mile and a half. So what do we do when we have an entire generation that cannot run a mile and a half? Do we change the standards? Or do we say, gosh, we just don't have anybody now who can be in law enforcement? I don't know. But anyway, do me a favor, especially those of you who actually won the Presidential Physical Fitness Award when it was available before. It was started in 1966 by Lyndon Johnson. It was ended by Barack Obama. The thing just disappeared as a result of Barack Obama. Barack Obama took it away, did away with it, threw it in the trash can, flushed it down the toilet, however you want to phrase it. And you've got to try and figure out why. If you want to be part of the conspiracy theory folks, and I'm telling you, the more I pay attention, maybe they're not as crazy as I thought because I'm agreeing with a lot of the stuff that they say. But you could say it was Obama setting up people not to be able to take care of themselves. I think that is part of the left-wing agenda. I really do. I think they want us dependent on them all the time, every day. But it's coming back. So, number one, if you won the Presidential Physical Fitness Award back in the day, as they say, what do you think? What do you think about its return? If you took those tests, but you didn't pass them, that would be me. I don't think I ever made it that far. I was never in the top 15%. What do you think? Do you think this is really an attack on our children? That's what the left is saying. It's brutal. It's terrible. It's horrible. It harkens back, again, I have to look at this, it harkens back to Nazi Germany. Ugh. Hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.